Hey everybody, it's Jerry coming to you again with part two in the podcast series called The Five C's. Today we're going to talk about conflict and covenant and really kind of what they are and what they are in relational to God. So I hope you guys are well. I hope you enjoyed the last one, and I'm looking forward to giving you this one. Conflict. Most of us want to avoid it. Most of us don't like conflict. There are a few people that like conflict. There are some people that thrive in conflict. I'm a guy that kind of has no problem dealing with conflict and want to hit things head on so that we can get to the next place. You know, I think as I was thinking about what conflict's like for me, I remember one time when I was younger, I had a best friend back in grade school. His name was Tommy, and we lived in Germany at that time. And I remember back then that he was someone that I would have a lot of conflict with. And there was even a couple times that we actually got into actual fights and bloodied each other's noses and got really mad at each other. But then later on, we resolved our conflict, or we chose to agree to disagree, or we chose to come into a different place of understanding. But what happened in the process of that is that it actually deepened our friendship, and he became even closer and ultimately becoming my best friend for a long time when we lived in Germany when I was a young kid. And then over the years, I've had great friends. I know two particular men that I know, Mark and Landy, that I've known for 16 plus years, and we've been in conflict. We have made war on the floor. We have been mad and angry to the nth degree and have thought about walking away. But yet what happened through the conflict is that we knew we loved each other through the conflict. We have gotten through, and it basically made us even deeper, deeper, and deeper in relationships. See, many of us, when we think of conflict with God, we're all kind of afraid, I think, to wrestle with God. We don't want to wrestle with God because, one, we don't want to have to be told the truth about us by God. We like to deal with half-truths, and so we don't like to wrestle with God. See, I was just thinking the other day, there are so many men of faith that had to wrestle with God. I remember Smith Wigglesworth. He wrestled with God. You know, so many different people wrestled with God. Robert Morris at Gateway Church, he wrestled with God. All the prophets, the major minor prophets, they all wrestled with God. Moses, Noah, they all wrestled with God. But what happened is that when they got through the conflict, and they got through their fear, and they got on the other side, they had to do that and had to go through that in order for God to use them. See, if they didn't go through the conflict, if we don't allow ourselves to go through the conflict with God, then he really cannot use us where he wants us. In Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 38, it talks about when Jacob wrestled with God. It was then that God would change Jacob's name from heel catcher or supplanter to Israel, which means he will rule as God. See, he had to wrestle with God to get to that place to come in partnership with God and what God says about him. In the honesty of conflict, people, you've got to understand, beloved, that God will change us. I think it's ridiculous to think that we don't tell the all-knowing God of the universe how we really feel, as if he doesn't even know. We must come into to grasp an opportunity to wrestle with God so that we can experience his friendship. That's what conflict does. When you get through conflict, it deepens friendship. And we are friends of God. And yes, we come out of agreement with our friend God. But we have to go through the conflict so that we can know at a deeper level of his love for us. People around us have to see us live that lifestyle, you know. Are you able to wrestle with God the way Jacob did? What needs to happen so that you can? What can you do to help other people in your church learn to grapple honestly with God? Because see, if you continue to lie with God, eventually you're just going to get body slammed to the mat. And there's a difference between humbling yourself and being broken. When God breaks you, because I've been there, it hurts. And sometimes it hurts bad, and it definitely will mess up your Christian sensibilities. But God sometimes will have to break us, and you'll come out of that with a limp. But the thing is, we must all go through it to know God more. Covenant. What is covenant? Well, the thing is covenant is coming into a committed relationship. After we've committed ourselves to God and we learn to communicate with him, We are able to work through our conflict with Him, and it's time to begin to covenant with God as we serve Him. A covenant, people, is nothing but an executed agreement determining how two or more parties will relate to one another. How do you relate to God? Are you grabbing an opportunity to pursue God, which helps you understand the commitment God has made to each of us, His children? See, for us to grow in relationship with God, we must grasp every opportunity to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to Him. We are not instituting a new commandment, but rather, saints, we're verbalizing our commitments to Him. So what commitments have you made to God? What additional commitments do you need to make? In your ministry, in Walmart, how do you model godly covenants by making your commitment a matter of public record by the way you live, or the way you talk, or the things you see, or the things you listen to? Will you grab every opportunity to covenant with God today? Because see, if you do, it will help other people to do it as well. Covenant means ultimately coming into an agreement. Agreement is the most powerful thing on planet Earth. And when you come into covenant with God, man, the heavens is unleashed on your behalf. It's through covenant that Christ died on the cross. It's through covenant that we came into when we accepted Him as Savior. It is through the person of the Holy Spirit, which always points us back to that covenant relationship when we've lost our way. Agreement is powerful when you come into covenant relationships. So, that is conflict, and that is covenant. I'm going to bring you one more podcast talking about collaboration. And basically what that means, collaboration means every relationship will produce something, and that is called collaboration. What is it going to produce in you? And we'll talk about that next time. I love you guys. I hope you're well. I'm praying for you. Don't forget to speak to your eternity. Tell yourself how amazing you are, how awesome you are, because you are an awesome people. I love you. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.